A story now that we thought was going to be a lovely break from the unbearable news of the pandemic, a victory over COVID-19, which has kept people from being with loved ones in nursing homes. And it still is that story, but it has a bittersweet ending. Back in March, when the pandemic shut down Rhode Island's nursing homes to visitors, including the Friendly Home in Woonsocket, Rhode Island, MJ Ryan could not fathom being away from her 90-year-old mother, Teresa, who had dementia, making FaceTime and Zoom impossible. So MJ, a healthcare administrator, took a part-time job in the nursing home doing laundry. It was a victory over their separation, although not, of course, over the final one. Her mom died last Sunday, but MJ, the laundress, got to be by her side. And MJ joins us now. We are so sorry for your loss, but you told us your mom always told you there's always an alternative way, and it looks like you found one.
Oh, thank you so much. I truly appreciate that. And yes, the ability to be there and, you know, not live through what so many poor people have had to do, Robin, has been such a blessing, and I'm so grateful for it.
Yeah. How did this come to you? We understand you read about a Florida woman.
So there was a woman named Mary Daniels who I had heard about on the news, and she had a husband who with Alzheimer's, and he was in the nursing home. And when she got shut down, she did everything in her power to try to see him. And she had the idea that she was going to get in there somehow. And she ended up being a dishwasher in the nursing home. And I said, well, now there's the plan. You know, I had thought about it earlier. I even said at one point, you know, in the past, I've actually done some clinical work. And then I had a conversation with the owner of the Friendly Home in Woonsocket. And she said, I hear what you're saying, MJ. We do have some open positions, but, you know, you really would have to work. And I said, oh, believe me, I've managed in healthcare operations for a long time. I know what I'm getting into. And so they went back and forth and came up with, I could do laundry, and it was perfect.
Okay, MGB, you're with Partners Healthcare, which is a huge, huge healthcare organization here in the New England area. You are Senior Director, Workforce Development and Economic Opportunity Human Resources. I mean, you've got a job, you know. And
I do.
And here you are. I mean, this is also an important job that you suddenly take in the nursing home. Tell me about it. Washing the sheets of the elderly in the nursing home.
In one way, it's pretty funny that when you have a job like mine is that never ends, kind of fun going to a job where you clock in, you wash clothes, and you clock out, and it's done. The more gratifying piece was during the shift, you deliver laundry, and a lot of lonely people line those halls, and I checked in with them. I could wave at them, talk to them. Several I knew from my mother's stays there, you know, and they were lonely without their people, so I was able to greet people in the hall and talk to them and catch up with them. And so in addition to my mother, I was able to see the others just to make sure they had what they need and be in there and be able to feel like you were helping. And it, as far as the rest of the staff at the nursing home, very short staffed with COVID, having a lot of issues. So, you know, it was kind of a win-win.
What a gift. There's something so wonderful about being able to do that for people.
I will tell you that, you know, in my day job, as we mentioned earlier, part of what I do is advocate for frontline workers. And that includes, to me, not just the direct caregivers, but those who are in the support services around them. And to be part of that workforce and truly talk to them has just fortified the fight that I have in me to make sure that they are truly treated as the essential workers that they are.
Well, and then there's your mom, who had dementia. Did she know it was you that was there? I mean, how did she react to you being there?
It had been so long since we had seen her, and she had declined quite a bit. I hear from my coworkers there that that happened to so many people. They have great staff, but they're very busy. They're stretched thin. And she had been moved because she tested positive for COVID at one point. Luckily, she never got sick from it, and she couldn't adjust as well. I walked in, and she knew me. She was a little bit removed. It was a little disappointing initially, but over the course of an 8-hour shift, I saw her 3 or 4 times. And by the end of the night, we were talking and laughing, and she was talking about getting back to the casino, and she like woke up. So I said, so this is what she needs, is a consistent visit. And also being there, I was able to make some connections and ensure that she's getting what she needed. And I was able to get her moved back to her former wing where the people knew her. And that made like the world of difference. And that just made her quality of life for the last few months so much better.
Well, MJ, I mean, this is just hitting me right in the chest. I mean, you and I have talked. My mom has passed, and I, in some ways, am glad because I can't imagine. Well, but I can imagine, and I know there are people listening who are desperate to hear this from you because, you know, one of our guests that we spoke with, their family got a bucket truck to raise him. He's an elderly man so that he could see his wife.
I saw that story.
Yeah. I mean, you know, people are hanging on your every word. What would you say to them? You, as someone who works in this field, knew that there, you know, there's a shortage of workers at nursing homes. But is this for everybody to try to get a job to see their loved one?
Well, I honestly think that the priority is getting in there. I can't stress the importance of it. Seeing my mother decline and hearing the stories from the staff about others who have just lost hope. Honestly, if you're physically able, get in there and do it. You know, I was very grateful to the Friendly Home because they were open to me doing it. So I think that most do need the help. There are so many jobs in the nursing home and there's so many openings and they desperately need the help. We were allowed towards the end of my mother's life, we were allowed compassionate visits. But as COVID continues to rise, there's a good chance that may also be locked down. So I told them, even though I was allowed visits for the last 3 weeks or so, I was not giving up my job in the laundry room because that was always an insurance policy that my mother would never be alone. I would suggest it strongly to anyone. It's hard work, but it's a lot harder to be home away from someone you love and watch them decline.
Well, a couple things. You say very little they wouldn't do. I mean, I've thought it through. What would I have done? You know, I would have like disguised myself as a food delivery or something, you know, to try to get in, which is, of course, ridiculous. You don't want to do that because you also have to be careful going in and out because you have to be constantly sure you are free of coronavirus. You don't want to be the one who brings it into the nursing home.
Absolutely. I mean, and that's all part of the deal. So people should be aware. You know, you have to follow all protocols that every other employee has to follow. I also had to drive down on Mondays and be COVID tested every week. And then you're in PPE when you're there.
We don't want to dwell on it, but she did just pass this past weekend. And your thoughts on being there?
As you know, and I'm sorry for your loss as well, there's nothing worse and nothing better than being there. And if I ever had to lose my mother and not be with her, I don't think I could live with it. My brother also came in during the time she was preparing to leave us. He was able to get in. My niece was able to say her goodbyes. And then I stayed there from Friday morning through the time she left us on, you know, 1:30 on Sunday morning. I just stayed. I stayed around the clock. And, you know, it's horrifying to go through, but I was so grateful to be there, to be able to hold her hand. I could, you know, rub her back, try to keep her comfortable, continue to work with the staff and the hospice team to keep make sure that she wasn't suffering. And as you mentioned earlier, I have friends that lost parents in the last couple of years. Every one of them was saying how grateful they were that they didn't lose them during COVID.
Well,
that inability to be with somebody, it rips your heart out.
Well, and our hearts do go out to people who've had to do that.
Absolutely.
MJ Ryan, who got a job in the laundry facility at her mom's Rhode Island nursing home so that she could be with her, and 90-year-old Teresa died last weekend with MJ by her side. MJ, thank you so much for telling us your story. Thank you.
Thank you, Robin. I really appreciate you, and I hope that others can benefit.
Well, actually, is there a laundry room job open in the Friendly Home in Woonsocket?
Yeah, I guess there's a Thursday night shift, although I'll tell you that all of my friends and family will laugh, and they're like, I hope you gave your notice. And I said, well, you know, I'm not that kind of person. I've been in healthcare management a long time. I said, I do need to focus on my real job. But I told them if they had an occasional emergency on a weekend, keep me on per diem, and they laughed, but they're doing it. So,
and you'll be there for other people's moms.
Yeah, and that's what I said. So, you know, friends were like, why would you ever do that? I said, you know, there's a lot of people that I make the rounds and visit, and I'll still visit them.
Yeah, good for you. MJ, thank you. Best to you.
Thank you so much, Robin. Take care.